This is a part of a very important effort. The president established a goal for the federal government to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 28% by 2020. And the president said, look, you know, the federal government is the largest energy consumer in the United States, and we have a responsibility to the American public to reduce energy use and to become more efficient. So in the vein of you can't manage what you don't measure, it's important that federal agencies account for their greenhouse gas emissions, report them, understand where they're coming from so that they can take the measures that they need to take to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. So today we are proposing to revise some parts of the greenhouse gas guidance, really in an effort to continuously improve those, to learn through some voluntary reporting and to continually make progress towards our goal.
Now, early on, the General Services Administration developed tools, software tools that agencies could use to get their arms around this kind of amorphous task. Has that been deployed widely, and is that helping so far?
Well, this is a process of learning on the part of the agencies as they look into this. We've done a lot of workshops with the agencies and received a lot of very helpful input from the agencies, and a lot of these things that we're asking agencies to measure now are really as a result of that dialogue with the agencies themselves as they look at their operations. And I think this really puts the federal government on the cutting edge of understanding all of their activities that result in greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, part of the guidance is aimed at helping agencies measure or come up with ways to measure greenhouse gas emissions and report that. What can you tell me about that?
Well, as I said, this is part of a continual quest to make that federal emissions reporting as accurate as possible. And as I said, this was developed very much with the agencies in mind. So in a couple of the areas, looking at things related, for example, to agencies that have a large land management responsibilities. There are issues associated with land management responsibilities that are things that we need to learn more and more about how we think about greenhouse gas emissions from things like land management.
And so what are some best practices that agencies have developed that you're aware of that helps them reduce the gases once they know what they are?
Well, I think we see agencies taking a lot of really looks at how they use energy. So, for example, the president talked about in the State of the Union that the Navy would be purchasing 1 gigawatt of renewable energy. That's a lot of renewable energy, and that really is an effort on the part of the Navy to take advantage of the technologies that are out there to provide more reliability and reduce their dependence on oil and other fossil fuels. And the president also asked agencies and asked the General Services Administration, for example, to look at federal fleets. So there are goals for reducing petroleum use by federal agencies. But part of that is how we manage our fleets. And so the General Services Administration has been working with the agencies to develop some additional tools to help reduce petroleum use and, frankly, to reduce the size of the federal fleet.
We're speaking with Nancy Sutley, the chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. Do we have a baseline now that you can use to compare, say, a year from now and find out what the trends are in greenhouse gas emissions?
Absolutely. And we see federal agencies making great strides in not only in the reporting aspect, but also in reducing their greenhouse gas emissions. And that this continuous improvement is really to further refine and to understand a lot about how agencies operations. So I think the baseline is a good one, and we are continuing to refine how we measure to really get into some of the important things that agencies do that not as obvious as some other ways that they produce greenhouse gas emissions.
Now let's go back a little bit to the best practices. Something like reporting and measuring greenhouse gases on the surface might seem not very concrete. Seems like it could be challenging. What have been some of the challenges that have been able to be overcome so far, and what needs to be dealt with still?
Well, I think that the federal government really is on the cutting edge of greenhouse gas inventories, and this is something that other levels of government are trying to address, as well as the private sector. And so there are a lot of things that the federal government, as a large enterprise that has a lot of real estate and a lot of vehicles and does a lot of different things, that there's a lot of things that we need to understand. For example, how we manage land, as I mentioned earlier, things associated with, for example, livestock management. Those are, there are probably a number of corporations who are reporting their greenhouse gas emissions who don't have to think about that. But for the federal government, it's something we need to think about. So there's in the revision, there are guidance on voluntary reporting of emissions associated with agriculture and livestock management. And this is a way for agencies to learn more about those impacts and to report those to the public.
So that sounds like one of those areas that might be discovered along the way, because once you've covered the obvious ones, fleets and the building emissions from boilers and so forth or furnaces, what are some other less obvious ones that are big for the federal government that other people may not have?
Sure. I think things like the supply chain, for example. The federal government is a very large purchaser of goods and services in our economy, and this is one where I think a lot of companies and a lot of state and local governments are sort of starting to look into, and this is an evolving area. So collecting some information about supply chain for the goods and services that federal government purchases is something I think that will not only help the federal government but also contribute to the national conversation about how to think about supply chain sustainability.
Okay, so what happens next? How does this guidance get out into the ecosystem, and what will you be doing with it in the next months and years ahead?
We are actually putting it out for public review. This is part of our open government initiative at the Council on Environmental Quality, and we'll have it out for 30 days, review those comments before we finalize the guidance, and then we'll go forward from there. But this effort on the part of the federal government and on federal employees, improving sustainability and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, is really an important activity for the federal government and really important for the president's goal to lower costs, to reduce pollution, and transition the country to a cleaner and all of the above energy strategy.